From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Debbie Elliott. Senator John McCain, once the frontrunner for the Republican presidential nomination, was in New Hampshire today trying to jumpstart a campaign that is out of money and hemorrhaging staff. This week, his campaign manager and his chief strategist both quit, and a dozen other senior staff members walked out the door behind them. NPR's Mara Liasson has been traveling with the candidate and joins us now from the airport in Manchester. Hi, Mara.
Hi, Debbie.
The conventional wisdom is that McCain's days are numbered. That's Washington wisdom. How is he being received out on the stump?
Well, it's fair to say that people in New Hampshire are not as consumed with the details of the implosion of the McCain campaign and its fundraising troubles. People here haven't really begun to focus on the race. And today at the town meeting in Claremont, he got almost all questions about policy positions. However, the news of what's happened in his campaign has definitely traveled up to New Hampshire, and he was asked about it. He was asked what he would say to the widespread perception that his campaign is dead. And he answered by saying, you know, no, it's not. I'm going to go back to doing the things I did in New Hampshire 7 years ago, lots of town hall meetings, run a close-to-the-ground, inexpensive campaign, and I'm going to do fine here, just like I won the primary 7.5 years ago.
What is the sense that you're getting from inside the campaign? It must be pretty glum.
It's incredibly glum. It's really emotional, lots of anguish. This has been the most spectacular implosion of a campaign that I can ever remember. I don't think any campaign has ever fallen this far this fast. 8 months ago, he was the front runner. And what you're hearing a lot now is all sorts of finger-pointing and recriminations about whose fault it was that he blew through all his spending, the money he had raised, why they weren't able to raise more. More staff is going to be leaving on Monday. Fundraising details are going to be coming out probably tomorrow night. One of the big questions that's now being examined is what McCain understood about his funding and finance problems and what he did about it. He was kind of a Reagan-esque manager. He told his campaign strategist to fix the problem and assumed that it had been fixed. But this is a campaign that's going through a lot of pain. There are some people who think that he's going to come out of this okay because he is someone who does best as an underdog.
How is McCain himself taking all this?
Well, McCain is actually in fine form. In the last several weeks, as all these problems have been coming out in public, he's looked rather stricken. But he was cracking a lot of jokes, a lot of gallows humor. He was asked, which is more likely, Senator, that there'll be progress in Iraq or that you will win the New Hampshire primary? And he answered by saying, well, that reminds me of my favorite quote from Chairman Mao, it's always darkest before it's completely black. But he's holding up rather well, and he held a town meeting, cracking a lot of jokes, answering every question, and displaying all of the qualities that made him such an appealing candidate here in New Hampshire in 2000.
So realistically, what are the chances that he'll be able to make a comeback?
I think it's realistically the chances are slim, but it's not completely out of the question. He himself understands exactly what he's up against. And don't forget, it's not just money problems. He said yesterday that Iraq has hurt him tremendously with independents. Independents are the ones who gave him the big boost to win the primary here 7.5 years ago. Immigration has really hurt him with Republicans. So he has lashed himself to two unpopular issues. And although he is admired for sticking to principle, there's a certain point at which you have to get people to agree with you, and large number of voters simply disagree with him about the war and about immigration. But I think the chance for McCain to come back is really to go back to the beginning, to start from scratch, and really to hope that something happens to the top-tier candidates. The other candidates are flawed, and that's what he's counting on. He's counting on something going wrong with the campaign of either Giuliani, Romney, or perhaps Fred Thompson, so that he could possibly have another chance.
NPR National Political Correspondent Mara Liasson, thank you.
Thank you, Debbie.